Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few minutes of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. We are glad to have you along our journey. Today, I thought I would talk to you about the fact that God never removes something from your life without replacing it with something better. It's a fact that we don't always see when we're in the moment of experiencing the loss to ourselves or our family. And in some ways, it may even be uncomfortable to think about it, but it really is true. You know, things happen that we can't control. We lose items, things, jobs, people, loved ones, and our goal is just to keep going. And recently, when I've talked to people who have experienced the deepest loss, I have struggled to find ways to support them on their journey of growth and acceptance. And a lot of times when I'm speaking with someone, I try to put myself in their shoes so that I can actually truthfully give them the thoughts of my heart. And so, you know, it's hard to tell someone when they lose a loved one that things will be better, all will be well, and that they'll feel better soon. Because truly, when you lose someone, none of that matters. And you can't even see past your pain. And so, you know, again, turning myself to that mind frame and just trying to find words can be daunting. And sometimes, you know, you just have to be quiet. Yesterday, it was a little different because I was able to talk to someone who, interestingly enough, is not a quote-unquote Christian and is not truly religious. But she reminded me of the fact that God does replace things. And she was the one I wanted to comfort and encourage. And she kept saying, tell me one good thing. Tell me one good thing. And I kept telling her one good thing. But the problem was she wasn't willing to accept that as being something good. She said, oh, well, that's good for you. Oh, well, that's good for you. And I thought, no, this is kind of good for everyone, right? So the idea is looking at what you're actually facing at the moment that you're going through it and being willing to see that something is good for someone else can also be good for you. Whether you get a direct benefit from something or not doesn't matter if it actually is a good thing, right? So if everybody is getting free cherries and you don't like cherries or you're allergic to cherries, doesn't make it a bad thing. It just makes it something you yourself can't partake in. But you should be happy for someone who could, right? And so maybe it's just me being different, but that's kind of how I look at life. You know, there could be an earthquake in one location, and that can really be devastating to those people. But maybe, you know, half the world over, they're celebrating a wedding or a birth or, you know, something else that has joy in it. And I don't think we have to limit ourselves to one or the other. I think that the key is really accepting that two things can happen in the same time, but yet not in the same space, and even possibly in the same space, and be perceived differently by two people. So each of the things I kept telling her, the new things that were going on, she said, oh, that's just for you. And I have to tell you that when people around me have joy, I feel that joy. I embrace that joy, and I consider that God's love, because it makes me happy to see other people happy. So if you're going through something right now, you know, I wish I had the perfect words for you, but I don't. What I can tell you is that You know, things do happen. People change, situations occur, and people leave. And sometimes they die. When that happens, you know, the goal is for you to keep living. Because the people who love you want to know that you're going to be okay. And part of being okay is finding a way to put their next foot in front of the other one. Right? So no one's asking you to go around with a fake smile or to pretend that you're not in grief. That's not it at all. My suggestion is just to remain open to the beauties in life that still exist. And if you ask someone to tell you something good, why don't we be willing to look and see truly what is good? Because there is always something good going on somewhere in the world. And if you're going through something right now, I just want you to know that God sees you, He loves you, He knows you, and He has prepared a better way for you. So, you know, what we do is we tie our shoes, we get on our track suit, we do whatever we have to do to keep moving and running the race of life. Don't give in. Don't succumb to pessimistic behavior. Don't be a downer Nancy or downer Debbie. Try to maintain at least a joyful spirit in your heart. Doesn't mean you never go through anything bad. It just means that you can understand that this is just a temporary situation and it will get better. And that's kind of what I think of when I think of God's joy being the source of my strength and my spirit, right? Doesn't mean I don't cry. Doesn't mean I don't have bad days. It just means that I know that something better is coming. That is faith being put to work. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. No matter where you are in this world, you matter. Doesn't matter what you're going through, what you've been through, or what you may walk into tomorrow. Because none of that changes the fact that you will always matter in God's eyes. Until we speak again, be well, be joyful, and live in God's grace. Goodbye.